arrested Sunday for allegedly breaching coronavirus restrictions after he held a series of sermons with tens of thousands of followers. Rizieq Syihab's arrest came just days after Jakarta police shot dead six followers of his hardline Islamist group in a highway shootout. Police said that the cleric will be detained for 20 days to prevent him from fleeing and destroying evidence, as well as repeating offenses. Syihab was welcomed by tens of thousands of followers at Jakarta Airport at his return from exile last month in violation of a COVID-19 ban on gatherings. Dozens who attended him later tested positive for COVID. Indonesia has reported more than 600,000 coronavirus infections and over 18,500 deaths, with authorities imposing nationwide restrictions to curb the spread of the disease. Despite those restrictions, the cleric held sermons and even his daughter's wedding, which were attended by thousands of people. The charismatic leader of the Islamic Defender Front, he fled to Saudi Arabia shortly after police named him a suspect in a pornography case in 2017, and he remained there in exile for 3 years. In the past, his movement has targeted nightclubs and other establishments it deems immoral, and has also attacked minority Muslim sects it considers deviant. London and Brussels agreed to go the extra mile in coming days to try to reach an elusive trade agreement, despite missing their latest deadline to avert a turbulent no-deal exit for Britain from the European Union at the end of the month. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and the president of the EU's Executive Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, had given negotiators a Sunday deadline to find a way to resolve an impasse, but they have gone past that. This is VOA News. Sudan's Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok arrived in Ethiopia on Sunday with what a senior Sudanese government source said was an offer to mediate in the conflict in its northern Tigray region. Hamdok, who was accompanied by Sudanese security officials, also planned during his two-day visit to present his country's concerns about threats to its security along the border with Tigray, the source said. Tens of thousands of Indian farmers on Sunday intensified their protests against three new agricultural laws aimed at overhauling food grain procurement and pricing rules by allowing private companies direct access to the vast agrarian sector. Angry farmers staged demonstrations near New Delhi after rejecting Prime Minister Narendra Modi's assurances that the laws would double farmers' income. Iran has summoned the ambassador of Germany, current holder of the European Union's rotating presidency, over EU criticism of the execution of an Iranian journalist, Iranian media reported on Sunday. The Iranian foreign ministry also said it planned to summon the French envoy to Tehran, the semi-official Fars news agency said. France also strongly criticized the execution on Saturday of dissident journalist Rohala Zam, who had been based in Paris before he was captured and taken to Iran. Chinese authorities have detained a Chinese national working for the Bloomberg News Bureau in Beijing on suspicion of endangering national security, the news agency and China's foreign ministry said. According to a Bloomberg report, the journalist was seen being escorted from her apartment building by plainclothes security officials on Monday, shortly after she had been in contact with one of her editors. And Indonesian police say they have arrested a senior leader of the Al-Qaeda-linked JI network for an alleged role in the deadly 2002 bombings in Bali. A spokesman for the national police said he was arrested on Sumatra Island on Thursday after spending nearly 18 years at large, and that he is now being interrogated and anti-terror investigators were searching his residence. In Australia, with as much as 18.7 inches of rain in the previous 24 hours, the Bureau of Meteorology issued a severe weather warning for the border area between New South Wales and Queensland states, a heavily populated area that includes the Queensland capital of Brisbane. This latest comes just days after bushfires threatened an Australian World Heritage site. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.
On VOA One.